We also want to take a moment to pay tribute to a member of the greatest generation lost in 2015. Sasamu Itu died in September at the age of 96. He was a veteran of the 442nd Infantry Regiment, the most decorated unit of its size in American military history, a unit that fought mostly in Europe in World War II and was composed almost entirely of Japanese-American soldiers, many of them with families who were being held in internment camps by the U.S. government. Sasamu Itu's family was among the over 100,000 Japanese-Americans who were forced to leave their homes and live communally in barracks. But as Itu told Here and Now's Emiko Tamagawa in 2013, he felt compelled to fight for the U.S.
It was something that was developed in us, perhaps, as I think back, by my parents. They instilled in me some of this spirit of being dedicated to your country. We were young, in the early 20s, and the thought of and risk of going into a hazardous battle condition was really not only a challenge, but something that you wanted to satisfy for yourself.
There's that urge to see what because I'm sure you read stories of what combat was like when you were young.
And being young, we really felt invulnerable. I never did have the fear of being killed or wounded. I always had in the back of my mind I would come back. And for that reason, if I go back a little bit, my mother, she used to write me in simple Japanese, katakana, urging me to be in a safe position, don't expose yourself to any danger. I never said yes or no. When the chance came up that I could volunteer for an observer position where you walk along with the infantry, look at targets, and shoot at the enemy, I said, this is more like what war should be, and I volunteered. I never regretted it, although I was in some very, very memorable battles. See, I was with 3rd Battalion I Company of the 442nd. And we were the lead company of the lead battalion that rescued the Lost Battalion.
Could you explain the Lost Battalion?
Oh, the Lost Battalion is a battalion of the 141st Infantry Regiment of the 36th Texas Division. We were in eastern France, near Bruyères, in a forested area called the Vosges Mountains.
They had gotten lost, and you had to go in and find them? That's what I'm just confused about.
Oh, we knew exactly where they were. Mm-hmm. They knew where they were, too. They weren't lost at all.
But they were they cut
up? They were surrounded. They couldn't fight their way out. Their numbers were low, and the Germans were determined that they would either capture or kill the surrounded Americans. We happened to be, as a combat team, attached to the 36th Division. After they found that they could not themselves rescue a part of their men, we were sent to rescue them. It was unlike any other place where we fought. There were no houses. There were no roads. They were just trails and huge pine forests that were cultivated, very dense and dark. And every time I think about it, even right now, I get goosebumps. It comes back to me. At times, you could hear the Germans talking to you. There was a time when they pinned us down with a machine gun and were ordering us to surrender by saying, "Hands up, hands up." We were in no mood to surrender, although we did not try to charge this machine gun. That would have been horrendously high in casualties. But we backed off to the other side of the ravine where we were pinned down. So there were times when our combat got very, very close. But all in all, even at that time, I really felt that I was going to come back. And I did.
When you look back on this time, what stands out for you?
If I had to do it over again, I'd do exactly the same thing. I would certainly not have been happy if I did not serve, and serve to the best of my ability. It may, in retrospect, sound not particularly impressive. It's certainly not impressive to me, but that's how I felt.
Sasamu Ito, speaking with Emiko Tamagawa in 2013. He went on to become a researcher and professor at Harvard Medical School after serving. He died September 29th at the age of 96.